Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He's Chris Tubbs. And joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line from the Minnesota Vikings, Colin Loeffler. Hey, Colin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, in fact, Chris and I were both in the Dome last week. It's been a tough couple of weeks here. What's been going on with the Vikings? Can things get turned around this week down in Dallas?
Absolutely. This league is a week-to-week league. Anything can happen on any given Sunday. That's why we hear about it so often. There's so much parity in this league, and any team can beat any team at any time. So we're working hard, we're practicing hard, we're looking to turn things around, and we're looking to go back to my home state and get a win against the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. It's going to cost you more money for tickets this week, isn't it?
I've been real fortunate this week because my brother ended up getting a box. So
nice.
I didn't have to fork out too much dough this time around. But there has been a couple of times I've gone to Texas and had to get 20 plus tickets. So, but real fortunate.
So when you go back to your home state, I mean, is it just, you know, if you play in Houston, did you have to do it there or Dallas, or, you know, are there some places where you go and family and friends are like, hey, Colin, you know, can you hook us up?
Oh, absolutely. In both spots, it just so happened this time my family had friends that had a box at Dallas Stadium, or AT&T Stadium, so they got the box this time. It just worked out. So it was really fortunate thing for me because I ended up saving a lot of money.
Want to find out? You know, you're the long snapper for the Vikings. Tell us a little bit about your job. What you do with practice? I mean, you're mainly just the long snapper, but what else are you preparing for every week with the Vikings?
Well, I am the long snapper every week. You know, just it's as you get older and put in more time. This is my 10th year. You know, it just every year you gain more credibility just by not only just by playing more games, but just by the time spent and been with this organization for a decade, like I said, and now you know I'm really kind of one of the leaders on special teams. So not only am I worried about my craft day in, day out, but also getting the rest of the special teams in line and in order. And we've done some great things this year on special teams. You know, we've had some big returns, but we've managed to kind of give one for one, and that's not what we're about. We're going to continue to work on fixing that and making sure that when a big play happens and when we're making big plays, which we've done, that we don't give up a big play. So that's what we're striving for. We're striving to meet a standard. We were number one in the league on special teams last year, and it was because we met that standard.
He's Colin Loeffler, Minnesota Vikings long snapper and special team specialist here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, who, by the way, because he's been with the team so long, has now become the longest. He played in the most snaps, most games, as a long snapper in Minnesota Vikings history, passing Mike Morris. So when you came out of Texas and you signed with the organization, Colin, did you have any idea that you would be with the team this long and all of a sudden they look at you as being one of the longest tenured players that this team has had in recent memory?
Absolutely not. You know, every rookie that comes out just wants to make the team, wants to get, you know, just wants to play their first regular season game. And whenever I talk to the young guys that are coming in, I always tell them, hey, look, the way that you feel right now should be the way you feel your entire career. Just trying to make sure they're doing everything the right way each week. And you never know what's going to happen in your career. I've been very, very fortunate and blessed to have played this long and to stay with one organization. And every week I just approach it the same way, that this could be my last game. And try to play every snap, one snap at a time, and just see what happens.
What does it mean to you and your family to have that stability, to have been with the Vikings for all this time?
It's great. My oldest child is now 5, and she knows what her dad does, and really gets excited to go to the game, and is one of my number one fans, and it's really a great family thing, and my son now is 3. He's starting to really grasp it. And matter of fact, every time I get home, he's waiting by the door with a football ready to throw it or go outside.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, what makes a good long snapper? What is the technique? I mean, let's face it, a lot of guys can't do this. What makes you so special that you have a certain technique that you are a good long snapper?
Well, I guess the main thing is just consistency. You know, if you're seen and not heard, which has been a great thing. So many times I've gone out in the community and you know, people ask me, yeah, I've been a Vikings fan for a long time. That, you know, what's your name? And I'm like, Colin Leffler. And they're like, oh, you're a long snapper. You've been here for a long time. And I'm like, yeah, they don't recognize me because, you know, I'm normally, you know, not in the papers. And normally when you recognize that, this position, it's only when you're screwing up. So anyways, I've been fortunate to have so many experiences like that over my tenure here at the Vikes. And hopefully I'll get many more years to come.
Cullen, you're probably pretty happy. The brand new rule in the NFL this year is that long snappers don't get drilled now by the defensive line on extra points or field goals. What was that rule like before this year?
A couple of years previous, this year, they had changed it to where it was just outside of the neck, you know, or outside of the helmet. They could still line up on you per se, but it had to be on your shoulder. But that was kind of a hard call to make. And so this year, it's just basically they got to line up outside of your, you know, body. And it's great. My neck feels good, better than ever this far in the season.
So what are some guys talking to you about on the line when you're getting ready for a field goal? Are they talking to you?
Normally, there's not much exchange, but sometimes when you run across guys you played with, like Sean Rogers and Casey Anton, they'll jaw at you and you know, just give you a hard time or say, hey, man, I'm just going to run you over. So anyways, it's an interesting experience, to say the least.
You know, my wife and I were, when we were watching the game, you know, last week, because we're, you know, season ticket holders as well, and we had talked to you in training camp about will it long snap. We haven't seen that. Why don't they have it this year? Because that was one of the things that we were really looking forward to. Did they tell you why they're not doing it this year? Because I'm legitimately bummed out that we're not seeing it.
You know, I think we could really, to get that change, we should all just start emailing Brian Harper. He was kind of the reason we started up with a long snap, and we had such great success. I think it was the highest rated program ever in the history of Minnesota. No, I'm just joking, but anyways, we had that one great year. We seemed to get a lot of great feedback. Everyone enjoyed sending in things to actually snap. It was hilarious, snapping kitty litter, a computer, and wine bottles, and trolley cars, and tires. If we could all just go ahead and email Brian Harper, maybe we can get that changed and back on.
I will do the minute that we get off the phone. That's the first thing that I'm doing.
We want to see the fireworks get thrown between your legs.
Hey, let's do it. We haven't done fireworks yet. That's a great idea.
Preparation for you this week. What's the mood in the locker room for this week after losing a few games and getting ready for Dallas?
I think the mood is just, hey, you know, we are where we are right now, and things have to change. People are just trying to be, trying to have even more laser focus and practice, that just kind of feel, you know, the need to make sure that they're on point, that, you know, hey, normally, you know, you play out your practice, and we're just continuing to amp it up. We've had good weeks of practice. It just seems like, when we've been afforded the opportunity to make some plays, we've left them on the field, and I know that's something that keeps getting talked about time and time again. And we have to make those changes. We have to make those. We have to get those turnovers when we get the opportunity. We got to make those catch when we get the opportunity. We got to make that big run when we get the opportunity. And so, guys are working hard. Don't worry about that. And we're gonna continue to get this thing fixed. That's all we can do. And don't think for one minute we're not doing everything we can to make it right.
You know, I want to ask you before we let you get going. You know, we hear a lot, you know, from the media and from the fans. Do you guys hear any of that, whether it's positive or negative? I mean, do you guys acknowledge that at all, or do you just block it out and don't pay any attention to it?
I think I think everyone has this perception that we as athletes just have the ability just to, you know, completely block everything out. And for the most part, we do because we've dealt with it for so long. But I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human beings just like everyone else. And you know, we hear things and, you know, things can hurt at times. But at the same time, we're realistic. We know what our abilities are. And all you can do is give it your best. You know, that's kind of what I like to tell anyone on any level is that, you know, all you can do is, you know, use your God-given abilities to the best of your ability, and at the end of the day, you've done all that you can do. And so I think that's the mindset that all of our guys are approaching practice and games with, and we're going to continue to correct those things. I mean, that's all we can do, 1 week at a time from here on out. Just, you know, focus on finding a way to do what you do better. And that's what we're going to do, and that's all, in my mind, you can ask for. So.
Well, Cullen, one thing that has been pretty consistent this year is the long snap. I mean, you guys have been right on it, whether you're snapping it to Locke, whether he's punting it or holding it for Walsh. It's been pretty consistent, and I think the Vikings know that. Cullen, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. We wish you the best down in Dallas this week.
Thank you so much.